I'm sure you've tried a variety of natural deodorants as part of your basic self-care. And recently, we've tried a natural deodorant that actually works for both of us. It has a fully sustainable design with an aluminum case that comes with biodegradable and recyclable refills that you just switch out. So it's super convenient. You can get the flexible subscription option or just purchase them as one-offs. The orders are customizable. You can choose your case color, the scent combinations, and you can get a variety of beautiful fragrances of essential oils.
It's also eco-friendly with all natural ingredients, aluminum and paraben-free, as well as vegan and cruelty-free. And I really appreciate that this product doesn't stain my clothing. And it seems to last all day long with one application.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You just put it on in the morning and you're done for the day. So go wild today if you want to try this product with a special discount of 25% off your first order when you use the promo code NATURALHEALING at checkout. Go to wearewild.com with promo code NATURALHEALING at checkout. Enjoy. How does our environment impact our well-being? Well, to help us answer that question, we have a very special guest on our show today. Justin Franzen is a renowned athleticism performance coach and author. He specializes in nerve work and is the founder of athleticism.com and emfrocks.com. He's been working in the field of athletic performance for over 25 years. Justin is the author of Athleticism, Whole Body plus Whole Brain plus Performance, which delves into the connection between athletic performance and the environment. Franzen became interested in the impact of environmental factors on athletic performance after noticing that many of his clients were breaking down due to the effects of wearable technology. In response to this, he looked to nature for solutions to the man-made EMF challenge. His grounding bags, which are sold at physician clinics across the country, are the leading natural answer for helping people coexist with EMFs. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Satara, Salvador, thank you for having me on.
Welcome to the Natural Healing Podcast, the show designed to guide, inspire, and empower you to elevate your health so you can achieve your goals and dreams. We are your hosts, Dr. Satara Moafi
and Salvador Cefalu,
a husband and wife team of acupuncturists and owners of a Center for Natural Healing, an integrative wellness clinic based in the heart of Silicon Valley.
We're here to make the ancient wisdom of healing practical and accessible for your modern lifestyle.
It sounds like with your product, these grounding bags, you're trying to bring nature into the home.
That's what we do. We hand mine crystals. It's a natural resonance. And unfortunately, we're living in these homes, we call them homes, but they're really electrical boxes. And yeah, ever since we introduced electricity in the home, since 1889, all the challenges of all the bigs, cancer, suicide, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, and cardiovascular disease have all increased. And everyone's blaming it on fake foods and all. Yeah, that's part of it. But I think one of the biggest components that we've missed out on is we're living in these fields and they're invisible, but people don't think about them as being a stressor.
Yeah,
they're highly inflammatory.
Definitely.
I'm curious, Justin, before we get into all of what you're offering as a solution, but also, you know, we really want to learn about EMFs because I think they're kind of like, you know, we hear like sound bites about this concept, but many people I think don't understand really what electromagnetic frequencies are. But before we get into that, I want to hear about your personal story. Like, how did you get into this? What's your background and what brought you here?
Yes, I'm a performance coach. I started at athleticism.com over 26 years ago now and working with athletes. I was an athlete. I went to SC, wanted to play tennis there and got hurt my both my wrists. And so I've had this passion to help people achieve the level of success they wanted to in their prospective sports. And so that's what really got me into the health and performance, basically arena. And over a decade ago, I saw some of our athletes breaking down from wearable technology. And that was the big, big deal, where it was the Fitbit era where they were getting recalled. And one guy came in and he had a smartwatch on his wrist and said, "Justin, I pain my wrist and my arm's just weaker than the other one." And I said, "Well, hey, get that radiation off your wrist. The easiest way to get someone better is to get rid of the stressor." And so that's what really got me into the EMF side of things.
Very interesting, because I have personal experience with I tested out a Fitbit a few years ago just to kind of track my steps and start to kind of check my sleep. And I noticed it threw me off completely. And I mean, I'm really sensitive, so I got it right away. But I noticed the arm that I was wearing it on felt weaker. I noticed I was getting like palpitations. It was disrupting my sleep. And I know for sure you can't associate it with anything else. But if you do research online and go, "Why is this happening?" there's no answers. And a lot of it is like, "Oh, that's a hoax. It's not really true," and whatever. But clearly we know that it is.
Well, definitely. I mean, you're putting localized radiation over a pulse point. It's got to disrupt some things in your body. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the people that are more in tune with energy and can feel it more, some people will call it a sensitivity. I'll call it a gift that you can feel energy. And it's really profound when you have that around you and on your environment. Or I can't sit in an electric car. It's just too much sitting on a massive battery.
Interesting. Yeah. And we can get into, well, first let's talk about, can you distinguish for us or define for us what EMFs are, and then describe the different types so that we know kind of a good background on this?
Yes. So electromagnetic fields, they call them EMFs. We like to call the non-native ones, the man-made ones, electromagnetic radiation. And so these electromagnetic fields can be native or non-native. So they can be man-made, and that's where the electricity comes in, the wireless comes in. The native ones, most people don't really think too much about them, but that's the framework of our entire universe. Our native waveforms and resonance. Every living being has a resonance, and we're one with our universe. We call it the living collective intelligence matrix, where we communicate through these waveforms and this air around us, which is our environment. I always ask everyone, "What's our environment?" Well, it's everything around you. It could allow you to thrive or it could kill you. And when we lean in on the air part of it, that's our atmosphere. It's ether, plasma. And these waves and particles travel through it. That's how we're able to communicate. You're up in Northern California, I'm in Southern California. And those are through one-directional waveforms. But the framework of our planet is based on scalar waves. Those waves are unpolarized. They distribute equally in every direction. So if I were to drop a pebble in a pond, the resonance of the pond will go in a circular direction, correct? Yeah. Right. So why doesn't it go in a straight line to the right when you drop a pebble in? Well, those are because it's unpolarized. It's a scalar wave. It's not meant to be a one directional waveform. It's the same as when they say, you know, our resonance, our chi, our biofield, it goes out about 6 to 8 feet in every direction. It's not just straight out of Justin's right ear, where you can't stand 6 feet, you know, out of his right ear. It's all around us. Or if we're earthing or grounding, the resonance, the Schumann resonance of the earth, it's not just you're in it in one spot and then you're out of it in another spot. It's basically a resonance all around us. So those are some examples to showcase the framework of scalar waves and how we're one with nature and the resonance of a universe. And to the contrary, all non-native electromagnetic fields, which I like to call electromagnetic radiation, they're one-directional waveforms, or they don't work. So that's why you have cell tower panels facing every direction. It's because they have to broadcast in those specific arenas for that communication to be directed in that way.
Can you give us examples of what kinds of things emit these non-native EMFs?
Well, it's all electricity. In your home, all electricity. And then you have different spectrums of it. And what they do is they have meters to meter different speeds of those different spectrums. So a milligauss meter would meter the electricity and magnetic resonance up like 50 to 60 hertz or waves per second. And then you have a dirty electricity meter, like a Stetzer electric meter. That meter will read about 4,000 to 100,000 waves per second. Then you have the acoustometers, which are the wireless meters. And those will read, they're designed to measure the speed of a wave from 50 million into the billions of waves per second. And these cell phones, they don't have a meter right now that I have that meters it at the level, but they're 60 to 90 billion waves per second. That's the speed of what 5G is inundating with us on. So you can quantify those different waveforms by just getting a meter and measuring those different speeds.
And how reliable are these meters? You wanted to share yours, though, babe.
Yeah, we have a tri-field meter, and apparently they're not the most sensitive instruments to use.
They're good enough to where you can get a reading off of something and show somebody, like, hey, if you put on a radio frequency side where, yeah. So when you put a cell phone next to it, the thing starts buzzing. And that sound that you hear is really the sound that our bodies are hearing, our nervous system hears, plants hear, most animals can hear it, most people can't hear it. So they can't hear that bandwidth. But that noise is the pollution that where our bodies are hearing, the universe is hearing at all times. So those are good tools to, yeah, especially a one-directional acoustometer where you point it at a cell phone. And like for my daughter, I'm like, hey, honey, this isn't, you know, your security blanket. This thing is a weapon, literally. Yeah. Like, you want it as far away from as you can and use it as little as you can.
And especially when, yeah.
Yeah, and when you're not using it, like turn the thing off, put it on airplane mode, turn it off. Because let me show you. You think it's silent right now, but let's point this meter at it. And the meter starts screaming. I think the kids really grasp that after they see that.
Absolutely. And especially now with like the popularity of like TikTok and all these social media and videos becoming really popular. When you look at the tri-field meter, when you put a video on your phone, it just like goes out of range. How much radiation or how much, you know?
Well, fortunately, we have a short commute of a couple miles. But we just got an electric car last year. And when you put this meter in the car, it goes off, you know, off the safe levels for sure.
Yeah. So one of the big things I want to really share with everyone is the challenges with electric cars. And I'll encourage you to convert back to a combustion engine because there's so many benefits from that. Just environmentally, the impact of the batteries and all the minerals used in those elements. I think they're really toxic. They're putting cadmium in it and nickel and cobalt and mercury. And there's so much stuff in those batteries. And then you're sitting on a massive battery. That alone equates to 18% lower testosterone for guys and girls driving electric cars. Wow. So we're seeing big marker changes hormonally with the disruption. And that's from the vibration of that battery. That's a massive, massive battery that you're sitting on. And so that's the dirty electricity spectrum, which is a really tricky spectrum for bodies to assimilate.
Really, just from the movement of the battery, not even it being turned on.
Yeah, well, it's storing power. It's like a little power source.
Yeah.
So,
so shaking it up.
Yeah. So we know cell phones, we know electric cars. What about, I mean, now it's becoming really popular, especially here in Northern California, is, you know, putting solar panels on homes.
Well, it's the same thing. You're storing that into a battery and that's on your house, that vibration's going through your whole house. So with our protocols, with our grounding bags, which I'm sure we'll get into, you normally do 5 grounding bags per 2,000 square feet of a regular home. But when with solar, you just need a few more bags, you have 7 in a Tesla or electric car. Normally it's just 1 grounding bag behind a driver's seat or behind the seat. We're testing it as wanting 7 grounding bags behind the driver's seat to clear that battery.
Wow.
You're going to have 7 bags in your back seat.
Yeah.
I mean,
They're about 1 pound a hand mine crystal. So 7 of these together will click off enough resonance to create a coherence between you and the vibration of that battery.
Yeah.
So why don't we get into that then? Can you tell us about the rock? So earlier before we started recording, Salvador mentioned, maybe you want to get into that, how rocks and stones are a big part of Chinese medicine. So it's an interesting correlation.
Right. So we definitely use stones in our clinic. We will apply them on the body, for example, is one way. And also you could use them as you're using them in terms of harmonizing the environment, like in terms of like feng shui. So now we've got dozens of different, you know, rocks that we're talking about in that arena. So you have something very specific that you guys are mining and using. So I was hoping you'd get into that a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks. The shungite, amethyst, black tourmaline, some of the other known crystals for EMF protection, they're fantastic. They have magnetic resonances. Ours have that resonance, but they also have a moisture content with them. So they've been compressed from underground water sources. So they literally are beautiful pink crystals and they have moisture content in them. So you have to keep them sealed. So this bag's hot sealed so the crystals don't dry out. And we deploy them inside of our grounding bag. So they're in just more of a decorative cloth as well. And that's, we deploy them in that way. So we double seal them and then you put that on your bed, you'll sleep up to 60% deeper, depending on how disruptive your deep sleep is. But Rodney White out of Nebraska, he did a sleep test and his deep sleep went from 45 minutes to 100 minutes for 3 months straight with the grounding bags. And he would recharge them every month for about 15, 20 minutes outside. But it phenomenal results when you bring the resonance of nature into your home. Dr. Bear Lando, are you guys familiar with Dr. Bear Lando? AlphaVedic.com. He'll be one of your favorite listens too. He's just absolutely brilliant. He's at the latter part of his career. So he's a farmer and he does frequency healing in his botanical gardens up in Smith River, California, Oregon border, and grows all of his own stuff for his supplements. And he did a waveform test with our grounding bags and he has dual impedance antennas and they measure your chi or any distortion in it. And so for what he'll say is your chi is indicative of your health. So Bruce Lipton will say, you know, if something's disrupting your chi, that messes with the chemistry of your body. And so the grounding bags clinically passively treat up to 91% of the markers that were off from the EMF in it. So it's a huge, huge passive protocol to help facilitate healing. And we can make it active by doing a tapping protocol. You can actually tap on the bags and recharge your thymus or your teeth or your eyes or your intestines. So those are the 4 weak links of the body. But they're a phenomenal, phenomenal crystal that has properties that we haven't seen in the other ones because the moisture with the magnetic that creates such a coherence in our field. And the game is just how much of the Earth's resonance do we need or can we bring into our home to create that coherence?
And how are these discovered? How is it discovered these particular stones would be effective for this?
Well, I found it through a doctor using them, treating people successfully. So I was in the field. I was selling another person's product that had crystals with copper in it. What I found is the copper ended up getting overrun and then it would imprint the bad into you. And so when we were talking earlier, there's so many other products out there that are basically manufactured resonances and frequencies. And they're embedding it into pendants or metal plates or just broadcasting it. And so for me, that's like saying, hey, Sitara, do you like eating GMO food?
Yeah.
No one does, right? So why would we want to genetically modify? Why would we want to modify resonance in our environment to overpower the other modified resonance? So to me, it just didn't make sense. So we looked to nature. This doctor was using them successfully and he was at the tail end of his practice. So I got the source and asked him if I had permission to bring it to market. He said, please go for it. And so that's where we're able to do it, repackaged it, made it even better and brought it to market. And we have minis for your purse, pocket or backpack, and then the grounding bags. And there's protocols with it. And the tapping protocol helps clear toxicity out of your biofield. So you'll 10x your energies. And they just, the muscle testing wise, they're working so well. I started sampling them with all our AK docs, which are applied kinesiologists, muscle tester docs locally, and I'm in the Newport Beach area. And these guys were just loving it. And they didn't like the other product that I had because it wasn't as natural.
Mm. Yeah, because a lot of these like grounding, what are they called? Grounding plates and, you know, the ones that you plug into a grounded outlet in your home, right? Those are all man-made, am I correct? Like everything right. goes into them.
Right, definitely. Yeah. It's a manufactured product that you have to plug into the grounding part of the right. outlet. That's plugging into the grid, basically. So electricity doesn't travel inside of the wires. It's on the outside of them. People don't really understand that. So if your bed's touching the wall, it's charged to the level of the outlet. And if there's electricity in that wall. So we got to really start to understand our environments and how we interplay with them for sure. And using a grounding. I mean, I love Clint Ober's work. He was one of the guys that brought this to the forefront with his earthing book and his research on earthing and grounding, how it helps get rid of pain and helps facilitate healing. His knowledge is amazing. The product, not so much, because you have to plug it into the grid. It's same as Dr. Mercola. He's got a great book called EMF'd, but his product is sleep in a Faraday tent. Well, if I brought a tent home and said, hey, honey, we're going to sleep in a tent, my wife would be like, no, you are. You're out of here. And so we want the resonances of the earth energy field. That's what charges us. Eileen McCusick will talk about our body being a body battery. We get a negative charge from the earth's resonance. We pull those electrons in it to feed us. We get a positive charge from the unpolarized light of the sun. We breathe in minerals. Hopefully we get it from some of our food, and then we get the water and minerals from the conductivity and conductivity from the water. And so when we're missing any one of those elements, our body battery is going to be chipped away. And it's like you don't have water in a battery in your car, the battery is going to die. So it's really similar with our body as well.
Yeah, that totally resonates, at least for me. I mean, our house is surrounded or filled with stones and plants. And we live really in the heart of Silicon Valley, where it's like, I can imagine if they did tests to see the EMF radiation in this area compared to the rest of the country, it would probably be off the charts.
We have a cell tower right at the end of our block.
Yeah. They're just popping up everywhere. It's insane. Yeah. And then they're talking about, if you bring up the topic of like 5G being toxic, people really get mad, like you're pushing out like some conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And we feel the difference. I feel when I leave the valley, the moment I enter like the threshold to come back into this area, everything in my nervous system changes. It gets way more amped. And so to counter a lot of those effects, both at home and in our clinic, we use stones and plants and things like that. But it's hard, because that's just the environment that we're in.
Yeah, definitely. So we want to really make sure that you're taking the precautions and getting outside into nature more. And the more you could do that, the more sunlight, the more grounding, barefoot, getting into bodies of water, that's going to really help maintain your life force. And then establishing protocols with technology in the home is going to be really helpful as well. So all the electricity goes off in our bedrooms at night, and the phones are charged outside, Wi-Fi is off, it's on a timer as well. So just getting the resonance of your home as low and slow and as close to nature as you can is what's going to allow us to not age as quickly. One of the things that we noticed as my wife was going through early menopause when I first found these products over a handful of years ago. And she had night sweats and wake up every night sweating. And then her menstrual cycle stopped for 3 months straight. And until I brought the grounding bags into our house, she was just having the worst night's sleep. And once we did, everything normalized. Her cycle returned after 3 months. Like, that's crazy. So during those time frames where you can see time ticking is where we noticed that it was such a an incredible improvement for her. So that's when I knew we had something really special.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, in Chinese medicine, it's, you know, when we push ourselves too hard or we're overstimulated in any way, it wears out the kidneys that hold our essence, that hold what we call the Jing. And so it's no wonder that we have like accelerated aging. You know, people are really good about keeping the outside young, you know, through different procedures and things like that. But internally, people are aging very quickly. Like you said, a lot of women are going through early menopause. Men are having their testosterone levels drop very young and then having all these health problems, including sleep problems and, you know, digestive gut health issues. And I'm sure so much of that, like you said in the beginning, is related to our these environmental factors.
Yeah, and fertility is huge now.
Oh, for sure. Well, Salvador, I mean, think about this. Like, let's be a computer manufacturer and make a product called a laptop and put a battery and a router and tell everyone to put it over their reproductive organs.
Like, yeah.
I mean, it's literally evil and criminal. I feel it's a really, because the women's ovaries absorb 10 times the amount of radiation than any other part of the body. And the guy's sperm counts just plummet. So we're not looking at the environment around us. And because we think electricity is just this greatest thing. We've had it for over 130 years. It's great. Well, no. Read the book, The Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Furstenberg. He categorized the history of electricity in life ever since we introduced electricity in the homes. All the bigs have gone up. And then even before that, if it was a time where a lot of people had dis-ease, it was directly correlated with a solar flare or a cosmic shift in our atmosphere. So we're electric beings, electromagnetic beings, and we're one with this atmosphere. When there's a frequency shift in our electromagnetic blanket of an atmosphere, our bodies are going to adapt at the level we're capable and when we need to. And we saw that, as the book states, in 1918 when they introduced radio waves. That was the same time as the Spanish flu. And then World War II radar, and then Hong Kong flu. We had satellites we launched. And then everyone knows the last several years, they've just ratcheted up this 5G. And even in Laguna Beach, Newport Beach, Shake area, people are getting sick in the summertime. Like, no one gets sick in the summertime here. It's like the healthiest place on the planet. Well, when you radiate them even more, their bodies are going to adapt no matter what time of year it is.
Yeah, that's a good observation. It's really scary if you think about it. I mean, the further we get from nature, the unhealthier we become.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are always revering how great technology and science and all that is, and it advances us forward in so many ways. And then it just keeps pulling us further away from the natural way of being. You know, just bringing in these elements like the EMF rocks, bringing in stones into your home, shifts that. Like, it counteracts the way that we have learned to adapt to live, which is more and more sterile, more and more, you know, technological. And, you know, more and more disconnected from what really, really matters.
Yeah, we have to really get back to understand that we're a light being and our bodies are a holograph of light, essentially, and we communicate, our cells communicate through light. And the fascia is that framework where all the connection takes place. So if we're getting dehydrated, where 2.45 billion waves per second, 2.45 gigahertz is the same beginning level where water starts to destructure, we're going to see our planet dehydrated and then our bodies dehydrated. So I think right now, silica or diatomaceous earth is going to be one of the biggest things you could put back in your body to keep your body pliable and young and youthful and hydrated and keep the fascia hydrated.
That's a good suggestion.
So there's a system that was discovered about 5 years ago. They calling it the interstitium. And the interstitium, we are correlating it with an organ system in Chinese medicine, which is called the triple heater. And the triple heater is a system that was always considered the organ that has function but no form. So apparently the form has now been discovered. And it's basically a connected tissue system that integrates the whole body. And it's really all about fluid metabolism. So it really ties into the integrity of what you're talking about.
I would call it the fascia system what that intelligence is. I think the fascia is, I think even our chi, our universe, everything is fascia. We're made from that. And so I would go as far as to say it's all fascia related.
Well, definitely chi is flowing through, and you need the fluid medium to help facilitate that.
Yeah. So, and that's where the silica, you know, comes into play. So the diatomaceous earth, and then, you know, get iris sea moss will help flush out some of the bad. So those are some of the key things that, I've been really enjoying feeding my body with.
And what about zeolite? I feel like zeolite would also be profound for helping detox a lot of that.
Yeah. Definitely. That's Dr. Bear Lando will say the zeolite's great for EMF protection and carbon C60. We have an MCT oil on athleticism.com called lean oil, which is great for buffering insulin and glucose spiking. And I think one of the big things with diabetes is, which is probably one of the missed ones, but I had a client fly on an airplane and newly diagnosed with it. So they had their smartwatches. Ironically, the thing that's causing them it is the thing they're monitoring it with.
Tracking it, yeah.
Yeah, so they don't die. So their son doesn't die on them. But the glucose spiked 200 points when everyone turned on their Wi-Fi on the flight and the kid got a bloody nose. So again, direct correlation, our environment messes with the systems in play. So I feel a lot of the disease out there in pretty much every major element. And that's probably one of the challenges with our government hasn't been able to pinpoint. It's like, oh, EMS is the direct cause of X, Y, and Z. No, it's literally causing everything. So I think if you're going to the symptoms of it, it would be, well, Dr. Martin Paul talks about the voltage-gated calcium channels opening up. So those are four big words for your gateway for your mitochondria to function, to get energy, voltage. And so you have a mitochondria lax right out of the gateways and then destructures water, it calcifies your pineal gland, you're not connecting above. A lot of ones, I go into level 1, 2, and 3. Well, level 1's all cognitive, lack of focus, memory, anxiety, fatigue, stress, headaches, ringing in the ears, behavioral challenges, lack of sleep. Then you go into level 2, which would be non-trauma concussion symptoms, nausea, vomiting, seizures, muscle twitches, grinding the teeth, rashes on the skin, bloody nose, like all that stuff. Well, you'll see, we saw that on the Havana cohort, where it was the first attack of U.S. embassy workers on foreign soil with microwave, millimeter waves. And then the bigs are cancer, suicide, diabetes, Alzheimer's, cardiovascular, and then lack of fertility, infertility. And then what I see is the eyes, the teeth, the thymus, and the intestine areas are areas that get hit that I think become a gateway for all those other ones.
You know, there's definitely research that's out there that's just not being utilized, because I remember before 5G was even becoming broadcast much, a man had already done research on rats and saw how their reproductive function was just declining rapidly. So it's not like it's not established at all by science, and it's just doesn't get acknowledged. What are you going to do? Big business.
Yeah. I mean, 1996, our government set procedural levels on what's ionizing versus non-ionizing. They said, hey, if it doesn't create a thermal effect, it's okay. But that's not true. From Dr. Martin Paul's work, and bioinitiative.org has thousands of studies from multiple countries and hundreds of scientists. This isn't great for us. NIH even has studies all over their website on all this. California, our own California Department of Public Health, when I was deep into researching, it's over about a decade ago on this topic, the CDPH hid their findings on cell phones and how it had acoustic nerve challenges and cancer. And they were sued by a Berkeley professor just to release the findings. He didn't want any money. He's just, tell us what you found. And so they procedurally put it up. I saw it for like a minute, and now they have this lame pamphlet that says, hey, beware of cell phones, but it doesn't go into anything of their study. That's how just corrupt a lot of these big businesses are. They're in it for their profit and they don't care about your health. And we've been lied to in literally every industry. In every industry, there's like, oh, the pharmaceuticals, like, yeah, shots and masks are great for you. No, they're not. And then you go into agriculture, like, oh, glyphosate's great and modified food, that's great for you. And then, you know, electric cars are great for the environment and you. No, they're like, all that is just nonsense.
Yeah, it's gaslighting all around. And also, you know, being given mixed messages, which creates a lot of confusion because you're told, just like it makes me think of like the tobacco industry back in the day when it was very clear through studies that tobacco, you know, would kill you if you had enough of it. And they would tell you this and even put the signs on the boxes of cigarettes saying, this will kill you. You should not be smoking cigarettes. And people would still buy it because the marketing was so effective. It was so cool to smoke cigarettes. And it's the same thing right now with things like cell phones. I mean, look at the marketing that companies like Apple do. I mean, it's mesmerizing.
Right.
And so you forget that this is like a toxic thing that we really shouldn't even have, but has now become what we think is a necessity for our lives.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, 100%. This is the new smoking. EMFs are a class 2B carcinogen. They say possible class 2B. I mean, I would say it's way worse than that. And they're just not directly correlating it with it. But the stuff is an environmental toxin. It's poison. I'm a big waterman. I'm in the ocean almost every day. On Monday, I got to swim with the dolphins in our cove in Laguna Beach.
Wow.
And which was super special. But when I went underwater, their eking, their sounds they're making are so loud. They were so close. I mean, literally they were an arm's length. So when I jumped in, they were starting to swim away and I did a big holler. I was like, woo! And they turned around and circled me and were all around me. And just absolutely amazing. And I could hear when the whales are nearby. But then when there's an electric foil board in the cove, it sounds like noise pollution. It sounds like there's a radio station that's on static turned all the way up.
Oh yeah.
So we can hear those bandwidths a lot more underwater than we do just in our air. And, but that's those noises. That's our bodies are feeling it and plants feel it. The pets hear it and feel it. Like the stuff is just an environmental toxin. And Ibrahim Karim will say it's destructuring or dehydrating our planet from it. It's mostly, if there's any shift in temperature, it's because of the EMFs is what he'll say.
And I think one of the relatable things that's important to touch on, because, you know, maybe some people aren't dealing with the major things that we've discussed in terms of the damages to health, like let's say the extremes like cancer or infertility or diabetes or whatever. But I think one thing that many of us do notice is that over time, our sleep has become impacted.
Yeah.
So can you talk about the relationship between the EMFs and sleep and how I think most of us have felt that worsen over the years as technology has gotten more advanced.
Yes, Satara, this is the biggest topic. And I think this is where our grounding bags really help a lot of people out. And they've become these deep sleep grounding bags. And the reason is let's talk about the brainwave states and the speeds of the brainwaves when you're in different awake states. So when you're in a delta state, you're about 1 or below 1 to 4 hertz or waves per second. That's how low and slow your brainwave state is. When you're in a theta, you're about 4 to 8. And then that's when that's that REM patterns and you're getting into those lucid dreams. And you know those are those lower speeds of waveforms where your brain's at, where you can really get that deep restorative sleep with rapid eye movement and such. For our athletes, when we're in the flow, when we're in the zone, we're about 8 to 13 hertz or waves per second. So that's in the zone state where you can't miss. Now, the Schumann resonance of the earth is 7.83 hertz or waves per second, depending on the season and where you are. So we rev in sleep and high-level performance, really one with the universe. We're right about at that same bandwidth. These guys, 2.45 billion waves per second of a one-directional waveform. So what happens, that's just a cell phone alone. So you accumulate that with smart meters and all your wireless devices and all the smart devices in your home and the electricity or the dirty electricity with solar and all that going on in your home. what happens is your brain tries to figure out what's pinging it. So in the middle of the night, if you wake up, the brain wakes you up to say like, hey, what is broadcasting? Do I have to listen to this? And what happens is you go into a twilight sleep, so you don't get back into that deep restorative sleep. And until you can create a coherence with your environment through our grounding bags, definitely are super helpful. Even if you turn all your stuff off, there's still going to be extraneous signals where the grounding bags will help you get into that. And Rodney White tested at a 60% deeper sleep.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really, you know, it's really empowering to know that there's something to counteract it. Because I know for so many people, it's such a frustrating thing. And I know I've had a history in the past of insomnia, and it really wrecks every aspect of your life. So to know that at least there's a way to pinpoint that there, I mean, potentially for most people, this is related for sure to the EMF exposure. And to know that we could do something about it, I think is really, really empowering.
Definitely.
So Justin, you'll just put a bag underneath the center of the bed and not do all four posts?
Actually, I prefer it between the two of you, like at the head of the bed, on the bed, between the mattress and the headboard, like just between the two, between a couple. Yeah, that's going to be a great spot for it. If you want it under, make sure it's touching the leg of the bed at the head of the bed. And it's just got to be touching the bed. The tests we've done show that when you bring more of the resonance together, it's stronger than creating a perimeter around you. But if you test it with literally, it's like one right above you, one on the right and left, and one right at your foot, that close perimeter is amazing. But if it's a further perimeter out, like a house, they're better, they're stronger together.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And then there's protocols. We have minis for purse, pocket, or backpack for on-the-go protection. So the cool thing with the grounding bags is there's protocols to use them. And the protocols are just absolutely incredible, because what we're doing is we're teaching our bodies to go back to the way we're supposed to be without having stuck stuff in our energy fields. And so the tapping protocol that we have helps clear any stuck EMF in your biofield. And you have emotions that you hold on to. You have just all the stuck generational stuff that messes with the chi. But sometimes someone can be really toxic with EMF toxicity in their biofield. So that's where you'll have the sitar, like more sensitive people. And if someone's really toxic, those are going to be the ones that are going to be really sensitive most of the time. When you clear that toxicity out, they're not as sensitive. So external flushes, we use the tapping protocol. Just holding it and tapping on the bag will 10x someone's energy. And then the other hand covers your eyes, teeth, thymus, and intestine. That'll recharge their body because it's really tough to heal when you're decharged. So it's one of the most missed elements of health. Like, let's get the polarity back in your systems so you can start to heal. It's so missed. Getting outside, just recharge your battery, and it's free. But those are some of the big things that we want to really be aware of.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, sounds like I need a solid recharge and detox to reduce my sensitivity.
Yeah, that's why I think the zeolite's a good idea too. Zeolite, you know, it could be taken internally, and that's going to help flush out some of that, you could say, heat toxin from the tissues directly.
We started carrying zeolite in our clinic actually following the vaccines. And I've noticed a tremendous difference because we do pulse taking to diagnose primarily. We also use other methods, but pulse taking is one of the primary methods we use to see what's going on in a person's body. Mm-hmm. And I noticed a huge change in my patients' pulses when they post-vaccine, when they got the vaccine, and you could literally see their insides burning up. And then when they would take the zeolite for a while and everything would start to cool down, it was profound.
Wow. Yeah, it's fantastic.
They used it for radiation exposure.
That's right.
Yeah. Chernobyl.
Yeah, zeolite's fantastic. And then also one of the cool things too is when you get someone that's more radiation toxic, that's hiding behind the heavy metals, or they feel the grounding bag and they're like, man, I had the worst night's sleep. We recommend taking them through bentonite clay, apple cider vinegar, and protease, like a protease, a proteolytic enzyme. Those three in conjunction with zeolite would is fantastic. But those three together help the body subtly flush internal stuck EMF stuff. So we have the external with the tapping, internal with those. And
oh, cool.
Then they'll integrate really well with the bag.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's like a whole system, you know, revamp whenever you want to do something. Obviously, that one element, the grounding bags, isn't going to do everything, but I think it could be a powerful thing to supplement.
Want to know the single most important thing you can do to strengthen your immune system? Improve your gut health. More and more studies demonstrate the important relationship between gut health and healthy immunity, as well as the ability to have consistent energy and mental clarity. Ahara Botanics is our personal line of products, including probiotics to support gut health, digestive enzymes to support digestion and nutrient absorption, and proteolytic enzymes to support healthy joint and muscle function, tissue recovery, and circulation. Visit aharabotanics.com and use the promo code HEALTHY10 to get 10% off your first order now. That's aharabotanics.com with promo code HEALTHY10.
The beautiful thing I think about the grounding bags is you just stick them around your home. It doesn't take a lot of effort, right?
Yeah.
Like taking supplements or whatever else.
You're going to get some incredible feedback from your patients and just saying how much they're sleeping. Then you start to accumulate 3%, you know, on up to 60 for months and years on end. It's significant. So yeah, they're a fantastic resource to at least start to give us a fighting chance. Because when you go in and you go to a practitioner, we're building this life force, you're getting everything in harmony. The second they step out the door, it's under complete attack. But if you can carry, you know, maybe a mini grounding bag with you and have it in your pocket, and there's some semblance of a coherence with that environment, your treatments end up holding a lot longer, and then you can keep notching up with them as well. And so it's been fantastic for so many doctor clinics all around the country.
And that's a really good point, because I think the main reason we actually started this podcast is to try to internally resource people who couldn't necessarily get treatment or couldn't afford treatment or couldn't get that regularity in their lives to have somebody else come in and do some sort of care for them to learn how to do it yourself. Yeah. And so this is very much in alignment. Having the grounding bags and the other resources you have, is those are great tools to add.
Justin, it's been very enlightening. It's been great to meet you and to learn about your unique products.
Yeah, we can't wait to like get our hands on them and start bringing them into our clinic also.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it. You guys, one of the last comments I want to make is just to let everyone know to get grounded by nature, because that's your nature. Get outside, take in the resonance of the earth. It's so medicinal. It's so beautiful out there. Take in the sounds, the smells, the colors, the light, and the frequencies of the healing capacity that nature provides for us to help recharge your body and help give you the vitality that you're looking for. So thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it, Satara and Salvador. You guys are awesome. So look forward to connecting in person.
You can find all of the resources we discussed throughout this episode, as well as links to the products that Justin has available on his website, both in the show notes for this episode, as well as when you visit acenterfornaturalhealing.com/EMF. And there you're going to find the transcript for this episode, all of the show notes, and links again to the resources that we talked about. But most importantly, when you visit that website, we want to hear from you. We want to know what your biggest takeaway was, because this really helps us to learn more about you personally, but also gives us insight into what to share more on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Natural Healing Podcast. As always, we look forward to being with you again soon. I'm so excited that you've come this far on this journey with us. Thank you for listening to the end of this episode. Now, when you have a moment, please go to Apple Podcasts and Spotify,
follow, and rate us. When you leave a 5-star review, it really makes a tremendous difference in how much of an impact we're able to make, and also how easily we're able to continue to share these resources with you, as well as with more listeners just like you. This is how we are able to build the beautiful global community that we have with the Natural Healing Podcast. Once again, thanks for taking the time to be here. We so appreciate you.